growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. John is here from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center to answer your questions, or let's talk about your concerns that you have in your lawn and garden at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Jump on the phone before we get to the end of the show later, just in case you've got a question, because sometimes we get busy at the end of the show and we have to punch you to next week. So we want to get your solutions while we have John with us. So John, we've got a call with JD, but hang on just a second, JD, because John wanted to mention one more thing to Stephen, if Stephen is out there still listening. Stephen was calling from Bryan College Station, and he had an issue with sage in his Bermuda lawn. What was another suggestion you had for Stephen?
You know, several of the studies have found that net sage grows better in soils that have low oxygen. So aerating the soil, doing things to increase your earthworm activity so the soil can breathe, helps favor the turf grass over the nut sedge.
Okay. All right.
So it's a small thing, but each of these little things add up.
Right. And that's what I've learned, because I am, you know, I'm just a kindergartner gardener, but every little step you can take, sometimes there are things that you can do that you can see a difference pretty rapidly. But that's a great suggestion. And you told him about watching his water, composting, and then now you're reminding us that the aerating to get that oxygen moving through there. So thanks for remembering that, and I hope Stephen is still listening and can take all of those into consideration and get out there in the yard. So, John, we have got callers on the line. We've got a couple lined up here. Good morning, JD. Thank you for listening. And what do you have for John?
I'd like to know if honeysuckles grow well in the Houston area.
Too well. The Japanese honeysuckle, that's kind of the yellow-white one, fragrant. I used to pull the flower, sip the nectar out of it. It's an invasive species. It needs to be eradicated. We have two native honeysuckles, the coral honeysuckle, and then there's a yellow variety that are drought-tolerant, freeze-tolerant, flood-tolerant, and they bloom and are great hummingbird plants. So, yes, the native honeysuckles are fabulous.
Okay, and what type soil would I need for that?
The native honeysuckles grow in anything from heavy clay to sand almost.
Wow, they're tough.
Yep, that's they're great plants.
Well, I appreciate it.
And like I said, they're great hummingbird butterfly plants too.
Now, isn't it sort of a vine, or is it a...
Yeah, it's a vine.
It's a vine. So be ready for it to be...
It's moderate growth.
Okay.
It's not invasive like the Japanese.
Okay. All right. All right. Does that help, JD?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy it. It does smell really good. All right. Well, good morning to Catherine. Catherine, what's on your mind?
Good morning, y'all.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am a new vegetable gardener.
Yay!
And I'm so excited. And I have some beautiful cucumber plants growing. And I was self-pollinating last night and noticed little black bugs coming out of the flowers. I think they're the crazy ants. You know, they're the tiny little black bugs that scurry around real quick. Is that something I need to worry about?
Have you seen any damage to the flowers of the plant?
Well, I have noticed some are dead. But, I mean, how long are they supposed to live?
Wait, what's dead? The bugs or the plant?
The flower. The flower.
Oh, the flower.
The little yellow flower.
Usually after they're pollinated, they drop off, usually a few days. Then you'll start seeing a little bulb as the cucumber develops.
Because the cucumber is coming from the flower.
Well, no, I see that. Okay. So I know which one's the male and which one's the female.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe that's working. I can't remember which ones I've pollinated or not. I just sort of get out there and do it as they grow up my vine. But I noticed last night when I was so I'll take apart the male flower and peel the leaves back, and all these little black bugs came out of the middle.
Hmm.
But are you seeing cucumbers yet?
Oh no, they're tiny. I'm a late gardener. I had to get it all together late. So they're tiny little cucumbers that I can see are developing, but I can't tell whether they're damaging them yet or not.
Probably not. I've never encountered that one before.
Mm-hmm. So, John,
but if it's ants, again, the baits come and get it.
Oh yeah.
Well, and I did put that down.
Okay.
Last night,
all right.
Thinking if that was it, and that doesn't hurt the plant or.
No.
It's still okay.
And then you said you're a late. So when did you start your cucumbers?
Oh, probably 3 weeks ago.
Okay. And how's
maybe
your
four?
And how's your soil?
Good.
Okay.
I was using Miracle-Gro and peat moss and
Okay, hang on. John has something for you.
Okay.
Miracle-Gro is not good for plants long term. It's like getting a shot of adrenaline, makes you feel good, but when you come in and crash, it makes fast growth but weak growth. Insects and pests are attracted to weak growth. It's also high in aluminum, which over time will build up in your soil and make it toxic to plants. Best to use a good organic fertilizer. My favorite is MicroLife. If you want a liquid, they have Ocean Harvest is excellent. The whole MicroLife family is excellent. So, and they give you the better results, and they don't have the environmental problems.
What about liquid seaweed?
Yeah, you know, they have a product called Super Seaweed.
Yeah.
It's great for spraying on plants.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly, they can't sell it as this, but the Super Seaweed has agricultural molasses in it. That's molasses has complex sugars, and when a caterpillar or an insect eats it, they cannot digest it, so it ferments, and their gut turns into an alcohol and kills the insect pest from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine, I'm a new landscaper gardener also, and I love that liquid seaweed. I don't know if this is your exact solution, but as he said, you don't want quick fixes, and sometimes that's what we get in the big box stores. So organic fertilizer, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and look up the MicroLife link, and you can find out about, and MicroLife is sold in
lots of
places, but at our Home Show Garden Pros. But I really do like that liquid seaweed.
Yeah, you mix 2 or 3 ounces in a gallon of water and spray it. Plants can absorb nutrients through the leaves.
Yeah, through the leaves. And that's what I learned from Sherry. She said, no, Sandy, you're not spraying it on the base of it. You're spraying it actually on the leaves.
Correct.
And like John says, make sure you mix it, because I made the mistake of not mixing very well, and then I clogged up my sprayer, and then I was frustrated. So mix it really well. But the liquid seaweed, I have found as a very new landscape gardener, I can see results very quickly. The grass gets greener and the plants just perk up. You know, sometimes they need that boost. And I don't know about you, John, but I know Sherry from Plants for All Seasons, she does it frequently, you know. So I guess it just depends on what your needs are. But I'm thinking that's a great solution, John, for guiding her towards the MicroLife and away from that quick, fast fix.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's fabulous. I will go out and get it today. Thank you all so much.
All right, Catherine.
Thank you. Well, that's a great, I'm glad that she mentioned that. So we need to be careful about what we buy at the big box stores or even, our local hardware store. So we try so much to guide you towards a lasting solution. And like you say, at Nature's Way Resources, an environmentally safe and effective solutions. So that's what we're all about here at Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We have our knowledge experts rotating through here to answer your questions, and let's work through your solutions. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. 3333, and there's more after this, and we'll have Donald after we return.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good May morning. It is warm, dry, and a little bit windy. But I am so excited. We're going to have some rain tonight, John. And after our phone call here, we're going to talk a little bit about maybe what we can do before the rain comes, because that rain, our lawn is going to love Mother Nature's rain. So good morning, Donald. What do you have for John?
Well, I have hydrangeas, and I have two problems. First of all, I'm getting rust spots on the leaves, and I don't know how to get rid of them. And secondly, in the fall, the deer love them. What can I do to ward the deer off?
Well, the rust spots are easy. Again, probably something like a neem oil, like the super seaweed we were talking about earlier would help on that. And it's usually the rust grows on sometimes where there's water droplets left on the plant.
Okay.
And again, what kind of fertilizer? Rust is... If it's using organics, you very rarely get rust. If you're using a synthetic, artificial fertilizer, rust are more common because of the excess nitrogen makes wheat growth.
Well, I'm using MicroLife, the pellet fertilizer.
Okay, good.
And I sprayed it with the Ocean Harvest.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Those are all good things.
I'm still getting the rust spots.
I suspect there's probably a tree or something nearby, and the spores are coming in from somewhere.
Okay.
Are you on city water, or you have irrigation, or are you using well water?
It's city water.
Possibly.
And I'm not using irrigation.
Okay. Sometimes if the soil's overwatered with, you know, city water, it's got chlorine, chloramine, fluoride in it, it throws the chemical balance off. It weakens the plant. So that's a possibility. But if you're not watering, then that's not it.
Are you hand watering?
Yes. Well, obviously in the heat, I hand water, mm-hmm. Yes.
And John, does it matter if we are spraying the leaves of the plants with water or the base?
It's better to spray the base.
Okay.
And like I said, we talked about earlier, don't do it in the evening. Do mm-hmm. it in the morning, because you don't want those water droplets on the leaves.
Okay.
Because they would encourage rust.
Okay.
How about adding some leaf mold compost around it?
Yeah, good mulch is essential.
Yeah.
Like our native mulch is 50% compost, fungal-rich compost.
Okay.
So that helps protect it. You know, I've just never had problems with hydrangeas.
Yeah. So it might be a combination of problems. It sounds like John's touching on for you. And just a little, you know, a solution here or there may be your answer.
Yeah, it's for deer.
What did you say? Spray them with
the neem oil.
Neem oil.
Or the super seaweed.
Super seaweed.
The MicroLife makes a super seaweed spray, which is wonderful. Make sure you mix it with water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the idea is just to get get the plant healthier so it's resistant to the rust naturally. It gets its own immune system working better.
Okay.
As for deer.
Okay, now what?
There's various repellents on the market, but they just don't work that well.
Yeah. But
the only thing you do is put a cage around them, protect them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had to put a little fence around my peach tree to keep my dog away from it. So I sort of hear you, Donald.
Okay, well, the deer don't seem to bother them in the spring and the summer. It's in the fall, for some reason, they seem to feast on them.
Yeah, there's probably some kind of nutrient they need that's in the leaves.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for more food in the fall.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Donald, I hope that helps. Let us know how the hydrangeas go. So maybe a little bit of leaf mold compost. Watch how you're watering them. Too much, too little. Make sure it's at the base. And then some of that super seaweed. It's magical. I love that stuff for MicroLife.
Sounds good. I appreciate the help. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, sir.
Thanks, Donald. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've got Tina and Lee. Hang on. We will return after this.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Just because it's warmer doesn't mean your plants need more water. Quite the contrary. Water deeply once a week at most, especially with landscape shrubs. Now back to the properly hydrated Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to talk about landscaper's pride, and to do that, we have Jenny Saucier on the phone with us to answer a few questions. Jenny, what is the difference between mulch and soil, and where do I use them when?
We actually have a lot of product offerings in both categories, and then some products that kind of mold themselves into both categories as well. So a mulch is traditionally a 2-inch shredded wood that is made for top dressing either in your flower bed or around decorative areas, landscape, walkways, things like that. It's created as decorative, as moisture barrier to keep moisture in, especially in the hot months, and then also to create a barrier for weeds in your landscape. And then a soil, its primary function, of course, is for you to be able to plant something in it where it can sustain it. It provides nutrients and provides this growing environment that is perfect to allow the plant to grow and flourish.
Jenny from Landscaper's Prides. Jenny, do you have a website you want to share?
It is www.landscaperspride.com. We've got a few very awesome features on there, such as a store locator where you can find our products, and then also a mulch calculator that you can use before you head out so you know how much mulch to buy.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Yeah, of course.
Wonderful. Jenny's got a nice place up there in north sort of New Waverly, and the local products like we've got at Nature's Way Resources and our Home Show Garden Pros are all locally sourcing their products, and that's so important as to how you're going to sustain a healthy soil and healthy plants. So I am here this morning with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and he is north of the Woodlands and just south of Conroe. Beautiful 42-acre location. He makes his own compost and mulches. It's a beautiful place. It smells really good and fresh. And the nursery and the items that you have here, I really love your, you focus a lot on native Texas plants.
Correct.
Which is really unique and important. So that's a great resource to head on up there and check out all of their natives.
Yeah, we're also we're also an authorized nursery for the Woodlands because they have a $300 per house rebate to buy native plants.
That's right. We've talked about that before. Yep. Exactly. So keep that in mind. Do they have to get, they get a receipt or something
from
you?
Yeah, our receipt says native on it, and they just send it in, mail it in, and they get the comes off their water bill.
That is awesome. So if you're up in the Woodlands, let's remember that. So we have got Tina on the line. Good morning, Tina. What do you have for John?
Good morning. I have a question about two plants. One is the Laura Petalum, and I may be mispronouncing it, the Chinese rupert. We planted one about 3 weeks ago, and it looks like they're withering, even though we've been watering them, and they look stick-like. They don't look healthy and full.
It's probably overwatering, because that's a very drought-tolerant species.
What's another, is there another name for it? Laura Wetherham. Laurel.
Laura Petalum is the botanical name.
Okay. So maybe overwatering it. When you planted it, did you mix some compost in with it or?
Yes, we did put compost in the bed.
Okay.
I also fertilized it.
With what?
It's the MicroLife.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. All right.
It just looks stick-like. I mean, it almost looks like it's drying up.
Yeah, but if it's wilting from too much water, the above-ground symptoms will look the same.
Oh, okay.
You can go near the base of the tree, take a little trowel, dig down 4 or 5 inches and see what the moisture is right below the ground.
Oh, okay.
And also, do you have it mulched good? The Laura Petalums respond to a 3-4-inch mulch very well.
Okay, we just use compost. Is it good to use compost and mulch?
Well, no, you can use compost as a mulch. A lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But something there to insulate the soil to keep the soil temperatures cooler.
And then I have to be careful sometimes because I'm tempted to sort of pile it up around, but am I supposed to leave a little bit of space around the base?
Correct.
Okay.
On the trunk of any plant, you want to at least leave a 1/2 inch to 1 inch air gap.
Mm-hmm. But that's curious, Tina, about digging down to see how your soil is about 1 inch down, if it's
several inches down.
Several inches down to see if it's moist or not, because that might be one of the issues, maybe too much water. But I like the idea about maybe adding some of the compost around the top, even though you put some in the hole.
Yeah, it's funny, Sandy. When I do consulting work, probably 90% of the time, overwatering is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And my next question is about Encore fashion azaleas. I have two of them, and the leaves are brown. It looks like they're withering. We also planted them about 3 weeks ago, and we put the compost in, and I fertilized it as well, but it's just withering. It's in full sun.
Okay.
So I didn't know if maybe the sun was too much for it. It looks like the leaves are just burning.
Azaleas, a lot of them like part sun to shade. So.
Is it too late?
I probably need to move it.
Yes. Put it, particularly, they need to protect it from afternoon sun.
Oh, okay, because that's really the heat of it. So do you have a place that's part sun that you could move them?
I think so.
Okay.
I think I know of a place
okay.
where I can put them, and hopefully they'll survive.
Right. And then, so if she's going to transplant them again, what's a hint? So put some compost in the hole.
Yeah, put some compost in the hole, mulch them well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you transplant them, if you inoculate the roots with some mycorrhizal fungus, that'll help them be more resilient.
Okay.
What did you call that? MicroLife fungus?
No, mycorrhizal fungus. 90% of all plants on Earth live in a symbiotic relation with this species of fungus. They cover the root hairs and protect it against nematodes and stuff, help collect water, nutrients.
Okay. And that's something I can buy for the...
Yeah, there's different brands, MicroLife has a mycorrhizal thing in a 7-pound jug that you can use for any kind of plant. Yeah, we sell little blue packets that's enough for a small tree or two or three small plants if you just need a little bit.
And it's called mycorrhizal.
Mycorrhizal.
Okay. And MicroLife makes a small jug of it, he said.
Yeah, that's enough to treat 50 plants.
Awesome.
Right. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck on those azaleas. I bet you can revive them. I know mine are a little bit sensitive looking right now, and I composted around them, but they've been in the ground for years. But I have faith.
Yeah. I grew the Encore 30 years ago, and they're more problematic than other varieties.
Okay. Oh, interesting. All right. So we just need to keep on top of them and make sure that the soil is healthy and we're not overwatering.
Correct.
Great. And they need part sun and part shade. So thanks for the call, Tina, and I hope that helps her with those issues. We'd love to hear back from you to hear the success of those azaleas. So this is Sandy, but most importantly, we have John Ferguson here with us from Nature's Resources and Garden Center up north of the Woodlands and just south of Conroe, a beautiful location. He is our expert this morning here on Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Not just your gardening questions, but you know, it relates back to our health. I'm at the age, John, where health for me is a topic of conversation among my friends, and it's really been a topic of conversation during this recent unpleasantness of the last couple of years with the pandemic. Well, OBA, which is a fabulous organization here in Houston, it stands for Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, OBA, O-H-B-A. Just remember O-H-B-A. They are sponsoring a wonderful event this week that is going to just give you some great tools and tips for how to keep yourself healthy in today's world. So it is an event on Wednesday, May 25th this week. It is sponsored by OBA. You go to obaonline.org, obaonline.org to register because they need a head count. The location is going to be at United Way of Greater Houston in the evening. So Wednesday the 25th, their speaker is going to be Dr. Arden Anderson, and he is going to talk to us about how to keep yourself healthy in today's world. And he's really going to touch on what we need to change with our food system, our financial biases, our habits, our psychological addictions, just for a stronger and healthier and happier you. So the organization is called OBA, who is sponsoring this wonderful event, OBA Online. OBAonline.org. So go and register for that. And let's get healthier and happier in this day and age. So, John, you're a member of OBA,
mm-hmm.
a founding member of OBA, wonderful organization. So you'll be there. And it's a great opportunity for people to just gather some more information and knowledge. And if they're listening to us, that's what they like anyway. The folks who listen to the show want to be successful in their lawn and garden. And it relates to our health.
Yep. And that's one of the things Dr. Anderson's going to be talking about is the link between soil and human health.
Yeah, right. And you talk about that frequently, and so do our Home Show Garden Pros, because there is definitely a link. And we appreciate all of our listeners, and I think they all have an interest in it too, because they're listening to the show, and that's a heavy topic for us. It sort of relates back to the soil. So, John, we have a couple of callers waiting in line here. Okay. We have Barry and Gary. And, Barry, good morning. What do you have for John?
Good morning, guys. Great show. You guys have helped me out an enormous
Yay.
Amount. So I do appreciate it. I am not a gardener. They call me the garden killer. So
No.
But I live
listening to this, we're going to help you. Okay, go ahead, Barry.
I got a unique situation. My house actually used to be a nursery called Bonnie Hill Farms up in Willis. And I have a plant that I had just found out about 2 days ago after 6 years of trying. It's called a Siam lily. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I have not.
It's from what I can find out. I was hoping to find out because I mean it. I found out it's from I believe it's from the ginger family or something, but it only blooms once a year in the spring and then it just goes away and then it comes back in the spring and goes away. So I was just trying to find out about the about that plant and because I want to pull some bulbs out and replant it. It's just an amazing, probably the most beautiful flower that I personally have ever seen. So.
And is it a okay. pink? Is it a pink flower?
Yes, it is. It's a pink. I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to send you a picture of the flower. It's just it's amazing. It's pink and it's a kind of a light purple violet, and it's. I thought it was like a bird of paradise because it after a while it's got kind of a bird of paradise type of a leaf.
Uh huh.
You know, a big, broad, long leaf and stuff like that, but. I looked online and everywhere, and I finally went to a nursery up by my house, and they said it was a Siam lily.
Now, is this
part of the ginger family?
Is this the first time it's bloomed this season?
No, it's bloomed every year for the past 5 years. But I just go take pictures of it, and
okay,
and then I actually have a picture in my house of the plant. I kind of blew it up, and
aww.
I mean that's how pretty it is.
So you're wanting to propagate it? You're wanting to grow it some in
yeah, I want to know if I can go in because it's on a bulb from what I can find out. And they said there's a nursery up in Willis on 75 on Fraser. I don't know if you know who they are. The guy's name is Terry.
Yeah, Terry. No way.
Yeah, yeah. And he is the one that told me exactly what it was. But I wanted to find out from y'all. When would be the best time to go in and remove the bulbs? And I also have a massive amount of ginger plants. And I mean, we're talking crazy amount. And when could I pull up the ginger and actually relocate those bulbs as well?
Okay.
In general, the best time is in the fall when they're more dormant.
Okay.
As for the Siam, there's also something you might want to check out. There's like some apps on your phone called PlantSnap, iNaturalist, that you can take a picture and it can confirm the identity of it. And then you can probably look at how to care for it. Gingers, again, depending on which ones, like I love the butterfly ginger that I grow in my yard because I love the fragrance.
Mm.
And is
absolutely.
I've dug those up even in the middle of summer, transplanted them. Put them in the shade, you know, for a few days to let them, you know, recover from the shock.
Right.
And that's it. Like I said, in the middle of summer, no problem. In fact, I got some in my greenhouse right now. I'm doing that.
Wonderful.
I don't bother them. I mean, I have these in like an island in the middle of my backyard, and they're surrounded by camellias.
Oh yeah.
Which I have, and then I have some, and it's surrounded by pines and a big magnolia.
Beautiful.
So, I got you. Geez, you guys talk about a nature yard. I got more spiders, frogs, lizards, snakes.
Excellent. Excellent.
Than you guys can imagine. Then I don't use any kind of a killer, like a spectracide or anything like that. I used, because I was advised to use cedarside.
Yeah.
Is that okay to use? I mean, that won't hurt my frogs and toads and stuff, will it?
It repels a lot of insects, but it also gets rid of your beneficial insects, your butterflies and stuff.
Ooh, is there something else?
Well, I just use it around the house because I get these, every spring I get these little teeny centipedes that they're just by the millions. Hmm. So I just spray it around the house to keep them away from the house.
Yeah, if it's around the house and that's all, that's fine.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're doing a good job. Well, when you called, you gave yourself a bad name, and it sure doesn't sound like it fits. So it sounds like...
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. It sounds like you're doing a good job.
Yep.
Well, I just, you know, I mean, it's just... I don't know. But I just was curious. I'll look at that app and see what I can find on that, but it's called a Siam Lily. So
yeah.
I appreciate y'all's time, and right now I'm in a battle with nutgrass, so...
Uh-oh.
Everyone is.
Yes.
Well, you're going to love this. I have an acre and a half of irrigated St. Augustine in my yard.
Uh-huh.
So that nutgrass has kind of started invading, and I'm just having a whale of a time trying to just get rid of it. So,
well, you're probably overwatering.
Okay, you hear that? John says you might be overwatering.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I water every day.
I have no. I haven't watered my lawn, my St. Augustine, since the drought of 2011.
Now,
really?
John has a really healthy soil.
Yeah, so, working on it for 40 years.
So. Yeah, so if you've been listening, have you been hearing about, you know, making sure that your soil is healthy, and that's by building it up with a compost.
Correct.
And,
yeah, Nutsedge likes soils that are hot. They like lots of moisture. They grow faster with lots of moisture.
Right. Well, I could lie to you and say yes. But.
No, don't do that. So maybe it sounds like he's saying maybe reduce the water.
In fact, I wouldn't water. Even if you get up and it's wilted and the next morning it looks fine, still don't water.
Right.
Cut to St. Augustine at least 4 inches tall.
Okay.
Okay.
In nature, St. Augustine, the leaves will get 18 to 24 inches long.
Yeah, I know. My yard goes 2 weeks without mowing, I mean, it looks like a jungle out there. So.
But when we mow it close, we stop the photosynthetic activity, and the plant becomes weaker.
I mowed it 2.5 inches.
Yeah, it needs to be mowed about 4 to be really healthy.
So shoot for 4 inches.
Yeah, and most lawnmowers don't go that high. On mine, I had to take a drill a hole, put some sheet metal screws to make a stop where I can get it up to 4 inches. Because most mowers are made from northern grasses that we cut it to 2.5 inches.
And then what about using a layer of the leaf mold compost?
Compost always helps the plants be stronger.
Yeah. So that, you know.
Well,
that,
I have.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
Bear. I'm sorry. I use mulching blades. I don't use a blade and bag it. I have mulching blades on my mower.
Good. That's the best way. Make sure you keep them sharp.
Yeah, because it tears if you don't. So.
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, I replace them. I replace them every year. So.
Well, it sounds like it might be too much water issue. So let us know how that works out, okay, Barry?
I will. Thank you guys for your time, and I really do enjoy your show.
Oh,
thank
great.
You.
All right. Thanks Barry.
Thanks for calling. All right. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. After this break, we're going to take a call from Gary, and we will return after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Bros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full-sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. Summertime is right around the corner, and it's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshire, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros with Sandy and John.
And Danny and Joey are from Enchanted Forest Enchanted Gardens. They are one of our Home Show Garden Pro experts. We love having them on the show. And we also have had Sherry from Plants for All Season up north. and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. But this morning we have John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. He is up north, but like I just mentioned to him at the break, his location is up north, but he has many very useful products that the Home Show Garden Pros around the city carry, and other locations carry his leaf mold compost, which is just a magical product. So, John, we have got Gary on the line. Gary, good morning. What do you have for John?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple things. I was wondering on a on that harvest, that ocean harvest, the that spray. I noticed when I sprayed on, like, my Pride of Barbados, the leaves, I mean, it just rolls right off. Do I need to use a surfactant, or can you use a surfactant?
Yes, you need to use a surfactant, and there's several on the market.
Right. I have it. I just didn't know if that was a good way to do that. So, okay, I will definitely do that. I'll mix that in there with it.
What are you using it on?
Well, I was spraying it on, well, I sprayed it on just about everything, like grass, but also on my tomato plants. I was spraying it on my tropicals in the backyard, just kind of spraying it on everything. Is that okay? Or
yep, it's a great product. It has a lot of fish emulsion from saltwater fish, which means it has a lot of trace minerals in it. And it stimulates a lot of the beneficial fungi that the soil to help make plants healthier. It's a great product.
So it's okay to spray it on the leaves of everything, pretty much. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. And it seems like it's doing its job. Everything seems happy, so that's good.
That's the best sign.
Our plants really do talk to us, don't they?
Yeah, if you pay attention, absolutely. There was a gentleman that called in earlier. He was having a issue with deer, or he was trying to get the deer away from certain
the hydrangeas.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a guy told me a long time ago, and I can't say it works because I didn't do it. I don't do it because I don't have the problem. But I was doing some work around his house, and I noticed that he had kind of a fibrous material in his flower beds. And I said, what is that? I had to ask him, and he said it was human hair. He says he goes to the barbershops because they have tons of it, and he bags it up and puts it in his flower beds, and it keeps the deer out of there. They don't like it at all. It rejects them. So,
there's been some studies that it does have a repelling effect.
Wow.
Because humans are a natural enemy of deer because we hunt them.
Right.
But I've seen at the same time, I've seen yards that had it, that if they're hungry enough, they'll go after anything.
Wow.
Okay.
And just like, sometimes they have coyote urine you get and spray on plants. It'll last for a week or two, then the weather biodegrades, and so it's a temporary. But, human hair works, but it's also a great fertilizer. It's very high in minerals and nitrogen, and as it decomposes, it's a natural fertilizer.
Yeah.
Is it? Yep. Okay, well, there you go. Well, probably it may work for him. I don't know. I can't say I've used it, but. Anyway, sounds good.
Well, thanks. That adds to our tricks bag here. That's very interesting. Thanks for bringing that up. And
okay.
John has heard of that, too. So there you go.
Good deal. Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
You too.
Appreciate you.
So, John, this is Home Show Garden Pros, as you very well know. You are one of our pros sitting here with me. And we get callers and we get questions online. And we've been talking a lot about watering. Now, we're going to have, supposedly, we're going to have a big rainstorm tonight. I'm hoping so because, as you know, as well as anybody, that our lawns and landscaping love the water from Mother Nature. That is what they want and what they need, and we haven't had in a long time. I've got one quick question from Joseph online, and he wants to know about what is a good watering schedule and how long should he water? We've touched here and there about it, but how can we tell him what his watering schedule should be?
Well, for me, I never water till plants wilt.
Oh, okay.
Because, again, like I said, so much overwatering is the problem. And like I said, municipal water, the reason we got the chemicals in it, the chlorine, chloramine, is to kill microbes. So the more you water, the more you kill. If you water once every now and then, you're not going to do a lot of damage. They recover. Repeated, you keep beating them down, and that makes the yard more susceptible to diseases because you don't have the beneficials there anymore protecting your plants.
Okay. And I've heard you talk about deep watering.
If you're going to water, flood an area, soak it.
Right.
Then like, don't do it again until it wilts again.
Yeah, like the water we're going to get tonight. So I don't think people need to water with their systems today. Hopefully we're going to get that rain and a good soaker. And then you talk a lot about the compost around our plants, compost and mulch.
Yeah, the humus and compost can hold 15 times its weight in water.
Okay.
It also, again, the type of humus that's in compost or in the composted mulches, native mulches, they can actually pull water molecules out of the air on humid days and transfer it to plant. And because we're a humid area, they can provide 20 to 30% of a plant's water needs just by pulling it out of the atmosphere.
Okay. All right. Versus, it insulates it.
Well, versus other types of mulches and things that don't do that.
Okay. And earlier in the show, in the first hour, we talked about a chart that John had shown me, and we talked about it, about how the temperature of our soils. And I'm going to post that on our Facebook page at Home Show Garden Pros and on the Instagram. So watch the Home Show Garden Pros, and it's a visual that is so helpful, and it's going to tell you why it's so important to have the compost and the mulch around our plants to save the moisture. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and John Ferguson is here with me from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. And it has been hot, dry, and windy, as I have repeated several times today. Sort of an unusual May for us. And since this is an unusual May, we need to pay attention to our lawns and gardens. Let's not let summer sneak up on us unprepared. So I use the MicroLife products, and I love them. I see results pretty rapidly. So there are a lot of products that MicroLife has. They have been in business since the late 80s, and it is an organic, all of their products are organic. One of them that I actually posted about was their MicroLife Humates Plus. I had a city leak in my lawn, and once they dug it up, it was a clay-filled surface, and I knew we were going to have to put sod on there, and I reached out to our Home Show Garden Pros, and they said, Sandy, put Humates Plus down before the city comes and plops down your soil, your sod. So I have done that, and my grass is already looking like it's going to take. So I'm thrilled with their MicroLife. Humates Plus is great at breaking up compaction. They also have the multi-purpose, which is what they started out with, the 624. It's in the green bag. You can't miss it. You've heard me talk about the MicroLife Super Seaweed. It really is a stimulator of vitamins and minerals, and I spray it right on my plants, and within a day, I can see that they are happier and healthier. So give your plants and your soil a powerful nutritional boost with MicroLife. You can find MicroLife at the Home Show Garden Pros and look up MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. So, John, you like MicroLife also.
Yep. As a licensed soil scientist, I've tested dozens, maybe 100 brands of fertilizer in my career, and it's my favorite.
Yes. Well, it's tried and true, and I love it. I love the organics, and I visited Mike Sarant out at his location, and I learn something new every time I'm out there.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Sandy on Home Show Garden Pros, and I've been here today with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and it is always a pleasure to have you, John, and I appreciate you driving down south to talk to us this morning. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Enjoy being here.
Great. So, John, we had a lot of calls this morning, and what are some tasks? I always like to talk about, okay, what are we going to do next in our lawns and gardens? What have you heard the main topics this morning?
Need to make sure your flower beds are mulched.
Okay. All right.
Water usage and, you know, to either top dressing your lawns with compost to save water, mulching things.
Exactly.
The second thing would be deadheading flowers so you get more rebloom.
Perfect.
Unless you want seeds, of course.
Right. And it's a good thing to get that compost and that mulch out there if you can do that today, because the rain is coming and then we can absorb that rain and preserve it.
It helps settle it in and it stimulates the microbes in it.
Awesome. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And we're going to have you back here in a couple of weeks. And next week on Home Show Garden Pros, we have got Joey from the Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's going to be our expert. So you can call in next week and talk to Joey. And you've got our tasks at hand that we're going to do this today before the rain comes. And enjoy your warm weekend. And thank you for joining us on the Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.